And now, here's Taking Simple Steps with Donna Marie, who shares her experiences living in tune with nature and bringing about inner and outer balance, harmony, and peace.
Mustard is the smallest of all seeds, but when it grows, it is soon taller than the herbs and becomes a tree in whose branches the birds of the air build their nests. Matthew 13:32. My boyfriend Andrew chuckles at my attachment to each plant I sow. At the local organic farm where he works, it's common to sow extra trays of collard and spinach seeds. What doesn't make it to the field is composted. My endeavors are more personal. I tend to each plant because it's a matter of life or death. I lift each lilting lettuce toward the light. I soak each cilantro till it's satiated, and can't abandon one thriving celery or squash sprout. After all, who knows what it'll bring? Twirling okra that incites a child's imagination? Deep purple tomatoes which stir a gardener's heart? I share my seedlings, and this, to me, is missionary work. Alyssa, the oldest daughter in the house bordering my garden, studies agriculture at an alternative high school. I learned this news chatting with her dad as he mows the lawn by my garden. I offer, and she accepts green leaf and zucchini seedlings to bring to school to grow. Ever since, I come home to plastic bags of kale, tomatoes, and kohlrabi hanging from my doorknob. I tell her dad they're delicious. He admits he's glad I take them. His family doesn't know what to do with them. My heart sinks. He adds, Alyssa is thrilled that I eat them. Mustard grows entirely wild, though it is improved by being transplanted. Pliny the Elder. Carol and Cecily buy a house a few blocks away. My duplex mate, Jessica, introduces us. Carol and Cecily are setting up a permaculture yard. They're planting perennial fruits and vegetables upon which they can graze. They invite me over to take a look. I gawk at the twisting twigs and budding leaves bending over glasses on the windowsill. Sweet potato starts. I've not been able to get any to sprout. Carol gives them to me. They're extras. I notice Carol and Cecily's sweet potatoes grow well in the shade. I plant a few beneath the sprawling tree canopy out front where nothing seems to grow. Soon they envelop the area in green. Mustard will inexorably grow into something large and firmly rooted, which some will find shelter in and others will find obnoxious and try to root out. Ben Witherington, The Gospel of Mark, a socio-rhetorical commentary. After 2 years, my landlord comes to the apartment to look at a clogged drain. He grumbles, "The property looks like a farm." He doesn't like the banana trees out front. I offer reluctantly to take them out. He declines. Months later, he calls to say a friend needs an apartment and gives me 2.5 months to leave. I'm in shock. I click off the phone, crumble into Andrew's arms, and cry. Now what am I going to do? I'm just starting to learn how to work with the land. I sob. He probably doesn't like the tall shoots waving sprays of yellow flowers, soon to be mustard seeds. In my garden, plants grow full circle. Emergent seedlings bud green amidst a bed of russet leaves. Vines and flowers soon fill the air with curves and forms of lavender and yellow. Then broccoli flowerets and rotund melons burst between green. Finally, lettuce turns to seed, and dwindling tomato branches hang brown, fall, and unite with soil. Plants are not pruned for show. Broken-hearted, I dismantle my gardens. I pull plants out before the fullness of their time and shovel off 2 inches of topsoil that's built up, leveling the beds with the surrounding lawn. Then scatter Bermuda grass seeds. I get a notion and wander to a house down the block whose lawn has recently been replaced with banana trees and native flowers and ferns gleaned from a nearby canal. I introduce myself to the owner and tell him of my plight. Then I offer gifts. His eyes pop as he helps himself to the rich dirt I've nourished to now enhance his sandy soil. He relishes the bags of leaves I've collected from neighbors' curbs to use for mulch. Church folks snatched tomato and okra seedlings ready to be planted. Jessica's boyfriend grabs a banana start. As Andrew and I remove the remaining 6-foot sentries, my neighbor on Jessica's side of the house piddles around in her yard. Since I've lived here, Sarah has been away caring for her ailing mom. Her mom is now passed, so she's back, tending to what's been neglected. I ramble over, say hi, and tell her my landlord's told me to leave. Her sunny smile sinks. She sighs and says, "She's been looking forward to our being gardening buddies." I moan. I would have loved her companionship. She covets my banana trees, so we lug 5 pillars to her yard. She will plant them on the property line. Andrew takes those remaining to the compost pile and chops them to pieces. A month later, I spot green sprouts emerging. Amazing! Our new landlord just remarked that he welcomes fruit trees. We grab the babes to plant along with dug-up pineapples on our new property. Wendell Berry says big problems require small solutions, place by place, among people who are faithful to the bonds of relationship and the lands entrusted to them. Some folks ask why I invest in land that is not mine. I'm grateful to live closely with sun, soil, and rain and partake in creation. I tell of rhythms and rhymes they bestow and I carry. I agree, my garden ceased to exist when I leave, but surrounding trees, grass, and bushes that remain are enlivened. A limp orange tree searching for light in the shaded yard bears rounder, juicier fruit. Grass below a thick canopy begins to grow. Bushes, nearly barren, fully flower. Drabness turns lush. My allegiance to the earth is fulfilled, at least in the land I am leaving. Mustard is extremely beneficial for health. Pliny the Elder. When I move, I not only pack inside belongings, but dig up, pot, and transport strawberry, sweet potato, lavender, and sage plants. Containers of blueberries, chives, and Okinawa spinach are carried away. Large pots of lemon balm and rosemary are discharged from duty as buffers to street traffic. My boyfriend and I moved to Venice, Florida, to help with family matters. We rent a relative's place, which they plan to sell in a year. There is no question about impermanence. Yet we are eager to bring life to the languishing property, making it more desirable to prospective buyers. Besides a majestic overgrown oak out back, there's little vegetation, and what is here is limp, moldy, or wrangled with dry brown leaves and branches. To some people, this is dismal. To me, it's a blank canvas. I set up garden plots. Andrew helps by digging a circular bed. It sits on our corner lot, viewable by passers-by on the busy street. I seed buckwheat to build up the soil in preparation for a fall garden. A small rectangular summer patch is placed nearby full of cherry tomatoes, collards, watermelon, and yard-long beans, which thrive in the heat. As Andrew and I pat soil around newly placed mango and lemon trees, a neighbor meanders over. She announces she has tons of plants and invites us to stop by to take our pick. Being welcomed by a kindred spirit is heartwarming. I continue on, replanting sweet potatoes under the bedroom windows where they flourish in sandy soil. Strawberries are settled in by the shed. The ground by the front door out the living room window is barren. I decide to unpot my rosemary and lemon balm, giving them to the land, freeing them from 2 years' confinement. As I tilt pots towards the holes in the earth, I witness twisted white vines filling every millimeter of space, squeezing every ounce of life from the soil. I feel pity and shame as I pull apart roots, gently coaxing them to spread out and grow. I am an emancipator on a crusade, realizing pots are for temporary use, not permanent dwellings. I scurry from potted plant to set them free, no longer saving them for my someday home. I set spider plants with the natives out back by the fence. Chive, sage, and lavender start an herb garden for the next owner. Only the blueberries remain in earth boxes. so I can better manage their acidity. The plants are no longer mine. This has been Donna Marie with part 2 of Taking Simple Steps Like the Mustard Seed.